Hello, Brown Sugar Hour Ohana. Welcome back to another episode. We are your hosts. I am Alyssa.
Ali'i.
And I'm Sarah. Brandy's not here.
Yeah, Brandy's not here today. It's okay. You'll hear her next week. But we have a special guest back. He was our first guest. So if you've been listening for that long, hello. Thanks for listening. And hello, King Kimchi, King Kirin Kawai.
Aloha, thank you for having me. I feel so blessed to be
given
this opportunity. Oh my gosh.
Again, giving it again.
You're welcome. But yeah, I feel like we've come full circle now with our first guest being back. And it being Kenan, our one of our closest friends, and yeah, so it's the end of January, the beginning of Aquarius season. Go Aquarii.
Aquarius season,
and we're still in the age of Aquarius, right? It's going to be for years, right?
What do you mean the
last
age of
year?
Aquarius?
Sometime in December, we reached like the age of Aquarius, and I don't know how long it lasts.
I haven't heard of this proposed topic.
I don't know what that means either. Does that mean like?
I remember Brandy sent.
Maybe it's like the presidency, where it's like every 4 years, like it changes, you know? So maybe we're in the age of Aquarius.
Aquariuses are going to, Aquarius is taking over for this term.
I should have looked
Joe
it up.
Biden, is he Aquarius? Is he an Aquarius?
I have no idea. She's going to look it up. But yeah, it's Aquarius season. It's the 20th that we're recording this, so it is officially Aquarius baby's time to shine, aka me and Keaton.
He's a Scorpio. Side note, sorry.
But it's pretty much our birthday week. If you are listening to this, it is the 25th of January, and it is Keenan's birthday. Hi, happy birthday, Keenan.
Happy birthday, Keenan. Happy quarantine birthday.
I know, that's so weird.
I was born midday.
Okay.
And I was a few weeks overdue.
Really? Wow.
And then I was...
Oh, you stayed in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was two.
Oh, you wanted to be an Aquarius.
Dang.
Yeah. There were some like health
I have things
that
to do
came
in
into
here.
Play.
Not yet. I'm busy.
Dang, I feel sorry.
Very busy.
And then I was also almost 10 pounds. I think I was 9
what
pounds.
What the heck?
Oh my goodness.
4 ounces. I mean, not almost 10 pounds, but I'm in that range. If we round up.
All right. Okay. It's also my mom's birthday as well, so happy birthday, mom.
Happy birthday, auntie.
And
the best birthday happened on that
day. And Kenan wanted to give a shout out to a special someone who else's birthday was today as well.
But first, whose birthday is coming in a couple days?
Yours.
Alyssa.
Oh, Alyssa's birthday's on Friday. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, my birthday's on Friday, the 29th. Hey. Yes. Here's to experience level 24.
Oh my god.
Is that gonna be your Instagram caption, low key?
Probably not, because
I thought this is kind of a good one.
I have it down in my thing, but I don't know. Probably not though.
I'm kind of a fan. I know, I like
cool.
it.
LVL 24.
Level 24.
Oh, I was like Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? Wait, Las Vegas. Level 24 or experience level 24?
EXP. LVL
24.
Sure. EXP LVL 24. No one's gonna know what that is.
They're one word, so yeah.
All capital letters.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Explodable 24.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna be turning 24. Keenan's turning 26.
26.
Wow. Oh, you've reached your late 20s.
Ugh.
How do you?
I seen a meme, and it says, once you get out of your 25s, working to your 30s, it's kind of like really about getting your life together. And I was like, wow. It's
yeah. What is that called? The Saturn return? For you astrology lovers out there?
Alyssa has been studying.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
She's been on top. Like, she knows her shit.
This is off the dome. This is not even on my notes.
She's saying, it's Aquarius season, and I'm really showing off my skills.
China would be so happy for me, or proud of me. Hi, China. Love you so much.
She's thriving under her moon.
She's rising. She's rising.
Mm-hmm. Kenan, yeah, go give your birthday shout out to your special celebrities also born on these days.
Oh, so if you guys didn't know, there's one special person that I hold dear to my heart that also shares the birthday with me. Or, yeah, we share the same birthday.
Oh, Alicia Keys. Amazing.
I just saw her in the season of America's Next Top Model that I'm watching.
Oh, what was she doing?
Really?
What?
She.
Okay, yeah,
this is season 19.
No,
she was helping Tyra Banks with like a challenge for the girls. So she has like a charity. I think it was like, it's about like saving like children and family like with AIDS, like getting them the proper medication and stuff that can't afford.
Oh, how nice!
Like,
oh,
those who can't afford it. Cool. So she had a fashion show.
Pretty amazing.
And then the girls were like walking in it, and then the winner got to go with her to her concert.
Oh wow!
I think me and her have so many similarities. Please honestly, share.
Like what? The
same birthday. Okay. Couple years back, maybe in 2014, I had dreads. I swear she's wearing dreads multiple times throughout her life. I visited New York once. You know, she said
she's from New York, isn't she?
I don't know. Who's the fact checker in this group?
I got you,
Miss Sarah.
I feel like she's from New York.
Got it.
That wouldn't surprise me either, actually.
I also wouldn't surprise me either.
Yeah, she's from Hell's Kitchen.
She's more nice than a New Yorker.
That's a place?
The restaurants?
No, like the suburb city of New York, like the suburb sectioning of New York.
I did not know that.
Hell's Kitchen.
Kenan's face.
It's called Hell's Kitchen.
Kenan was like, I don't think so. Not the restaurant.
And then, I don't know, Alyssa, you gotta help me out with the other one. I forget who also shared the birthdays.
I don't know about you. Well, Alicia Keys was new to me. But apparently Oprah Winfrey, oh my gosh, this name again, I can't say it, has the same birthday as me.
I got it.
Happy birthday, cool. Oprah. Hello, what's up?
She's like one of the most successful women. She's probably.
I
like
couldn't see both of those women being Aquariuses, but it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, great accomplishments. It totally matches me and Alyssa.
Yep, because we've accomplished so much.
Some Aquariuses are like very sensitive, and I can see like Oprah being sensitive. You know, emotional.
Maybe her moon and her rising kind of overpower it.
Or Oprah's emotional in the sense of giving.
Ah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Or understanding, because she's a great, you know, like that type of person.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Kenan, I remember you texted me, I think 2-3 months ago, like, come up with birthday ideas.
Oh.
We could do something, travel somewhere. And I think December came.
Maybe next
yeah,
year.
I was like, in December, I was like, I don't know if that's ever going to happen anytime soon.
Because I usually do a yearly birthday vacation somewhere, but then this year was just so difficult. I don't know, it's even just planning about doing anything, and it's so scary going anywhere, even though Hawaii has like one of the lowest rates in the United States, but it's a hassle.
Yeah, so celebrating birthdays this year and even last year was, it's going to be different and will be different from now on.
Do you have any current plans for your birthday, Alyssa?
No. My parents actually asked me what I was going to do. She's like, are you going to go with your girlfriends or someplace somewhere? And I'm like, no. I don't know if that's going to happen. Probably not.
I'll probably just do happy hour. Happy hour and sunset.
Yeah, we'll probably have like some of my other family come over, like my grandma, them, that don't live with me, over for like a dinner or something. But yeah, because my birthday's on a Friday this year.
Ugh.
It would have been prime to have something, you know, cool for the weekend. Because I've never had, in a while, a birthday on the weekend. It's always been in the middle of the week. Boo, but also, I guess, we're, what is that word?
Blessed.
Alive.
We are blessed alive.
What are you trying to, what's...
But we're adapting to all these changes.
Yeah.
It took me so long to think.
Sucks, but I mean, better safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm. But since we can't go out on our birthdays, let's talk about birthdays past birthdays and memories and reminisce on those. Because one, we were all together. Not like how now where we
can. I wasn't with you for your like 10th birthday, you know.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
Was your 10th birthday exciting?
I think so. I turned two digits. I turned double digits.
My 10th birthday was amazing.
What did you do? What did you do?
I think it was my 10th birthday. Maybe it was my 9th. I'm not exactly sure. But we threw a family daytime party.
Okay.
We had like a barbecue. Rager. And then a whole bunch of my friends came over and I had a lot of presents to open. But then I got a trampoline for my birthday. And then it started raining. Oh,
not as fun.
So my family has... No, it was great because my family has pictures of like all of me and my friends jumping on the trampoline.
Oh, wow.
It was so much fun. Yeah. I think that was actually my 9th birthday, not my 10th.
Oh. I remember, super random, but my 13th birthday, I had a sleepover. And they came over. There was like 7 of us at our house. And we went to the beach. We went to Pearl Ridge to go shopping with no money that I had in my pocket. I bought my first pair of my first clothing from Hollister. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm rich. I can afford this $8 sweatpants.
Oh my God. Did it say Hollister on the side? I bet it did.
I still have it to this day.
If it didn't say Hollister, then it wasn't worth
buying.
It
didn't count.
Yeah, and now I'm like, if it says Hollister, I'm not going to buy that. But yeah, that was my 13th birthday. But I think the most recent activity or birthday celebration we had was last year in January when Keenan was on here, on island.
Yeah, I came to Oahu for the weekend. I think it was the weekend, mid-weekend. And we had cool little Chinese inside the room because we just didn't want to go out to dinner. I don't know. I think
because you guys wanted to drink.
Probably. We had a really nice cake. We sang happy birthday. We went out at night. We went to a couple clubs. I hung out with Alyssa quite a bit. We did paddle boarding. We cruised around. We went to Ali's house. I swear I took a nap on her floor like maybe 4 times in one day. That was pretty great. Yeah, we just adventured. It was really nice.
Yeah. I can't wait for those Snapchats to come about again.
I know. They're such good ones.
I love because you guys FaceTime.
There's some good ones.
So many times. I have like screenshots of the FaceTimes. I'm so great. Clearly, I wasn't able to go, podcast listeners. If this is your first time listening, hi, I live in LA and everyone else lives in Hawaii.
Yeah, 25 was wild. 26, I don't think anything will happen like that. Or anything.
No way, dirty 30. No way, dirty
30.
30,
flirty.
Yeah, 30s.
That'd be a good idea.
That's when you turn 30, it's like, we're going to go on a trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's 21, 25, and then 30. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know about
after that, it's just all downhill. Actually, 30.
And last year was my golden year.
Your golden year.
So it was my 25.
Oh, that's fine. That's a good birthday.
It was wild.
We did go all out, though, too. We really nice Airbnb. Rented a Airbnb.
That was such a good one.
Huge balcony. I've never seen a balcony.
Huge balcony. We used it for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. When we got home, our dinner back.
Club. Yeah.
Yeah. Our cold Chinese food or something like that.
Yeah. That was, oh my gosh, that was so much fun. What else did
we
do?
We went to Gomate the next day to recover.
Ooh.
We got ramen. Yeah.
We probably got boba.
That was yum.
At some point.
We did. We went to the Dillingham Tea Time.
Okay.
Oh, Alyssa, we went to the Haleiwa Bowls place as well.
Oh, we did. We got acai bowls.
And smoothies, remember?
Yep, we got acai bowls. Yeah. We even got poke. And my favorite poke stop in
Hollywood. I miss all of those foods.
Yeah, we did. It's like this old-looking building, but it was...
Yeah, cool. They moved to a new one. It's really pretty now.
My 13th birthday, another memory, my parents let me throw like a dance party. So I hired the guy who used to DJ our middle school dances.
No way.
So he came to my house. He set up his DJ equipment. And we had like hot dogs and chili for food or whatever. But he was like literally LimeWire downloading songs.
Oh my
God.
And then playing them.
That's hilarious.
So it was I was one of the, like, probably the only ones who had, like, a nighttime birthday. So I was
Excuse me.
I was coming home and his kids were probably like, oh my God, Keenan, you're wild.
They weren't even Kohala kids yet. This is all Kohala kids. Yeah.
They were like, I need to hang around him more.
We were like all in my garage and, like, flashing
like, lights. All probably lived super close to where they could just like walk, right? Or like they've known you guys, like known your family.
Most, yeah, a whole bunch. Yeah, like probably the whole street came over, like all the kids, because we were all so close in age. But then it felt like parents like valet servicing their kid, you know, like, hey, I'm dropping you off and I'm going.
Call me
and
when
then
you...
I'm come pick you up.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. You had your own little club.
Yeah, that was
kids. I love that.
I know. And then we didn't do anything for my 16th birthday, but that was.
Oh, no sweet 16.
I think for my 16.
No sweet 16.
I think I just had a party at my house. That was pretty much it.
What about 18?
Yeah, those are always nice.
18?
Nothing on my 18th.
Yeah, I don't think I did anything.
I feel like
either.
Those are like the big ages.
I think it's just like.
Yeah.
What I did was I did get gifts. So my 16th birthday, remember those fisheye cameras? I got one of those things that you put over your camera and you take it out and you get fisheye and then the other side is wide angle. I had that and that was like expensive at the time, like $129. I don't know. But I got that for my 16th birthday and I was stoked. But it didn't fit on any of my other phones after that. So waste of money.
And then 21 was pretty wild. There's no Flagstaff during that time. And it was just, I think we went out every single day of that week. And it was just.
I didn't do that.
Not much
memories. Not much memories, but it was so much fun. I mean, that's how you're supposed to describe your 21st birthday. Like, I don't remember much, but I remember that it was fun.
What did we do for mine? We went to Olive Garden. And that was it for
on the actual day. I think we played games at the house.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, probably. We had a bunch of people come over to our house. And then we had, the next day, we went to wristbands.
Yes.
So it was like $5 to get in and dollar drinks or $2 drinks.
I don't know why I said
like
yes. I didn't even go. I think I was DD.
That's a really funny general memory I have is the Olive Garden trip.
We went to Olive Garden all the time for every birthday or whenever we're just hungry and we knew we didn't have money. We're like, let's just go to Olive Garden.
I think my college career memory, and like whenever I talk to someone, I always have to let them know that, okay, I had my friends in college. We started off going to Olive Garden every Friday with my friend Bailey for like the whole semester. And then when we involved two more Hawaii friends, we would go to Olive Garden for every single occasion, no matter what it was. It was like we would go in there and decorate whatever we wanted to and like know where we wanted to sit and exactly what we wanted to eat. Like, even days before we get there.
Yeah.
I feel like they all knew us there.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this big group of 12
is coming. They're all paying for themselves. We have to split every single check.
Do you think it would have been easier if we just did, like, one check or like, three people to a check so it's not, like,
in the beginning, yes. But then they had those tablet things. So it just, like, made it so much easier to, like, pick what was yours and then just, like, swipe your card.
True. Yeah, the advanced technology, it's fine.
And I swear Olive Garden was like super
it really was
vegan, vegetarian friendly.
All the time.
Yeah, because you could build your own pasta for the most part. That was one of the things. And then like the
soups. Yeah, we would get like all you can eat soup when we didn't want pasta. And we would just eat bowls and bowls of minestrone soup. And breadsticks. And a peach Bellini.
Oh, yes. Oh, peach Bellini. That's a winning drink.
Olive Garden in Hawaii was not it. They didn't get the memo from the mainland on how to make it. It was still in, like, the first 2 weeks they opened. So they didn't even have everything on the menu yet. But that peach bellini was just, like, watery. Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
They're probably rushing to make it.
There was a wine we all liked.
Castello del Poggio.
Chantel. Yeah. The Poggio.
And we could find it across the street at Walmart.
God, I remember when the...
at Walmart. Yeah, because I told her I wanted to buy it.
Yeah, there was a...
But she's like, no, just go across the street at Walmart.
Yeah, there was a pink one and a white one.
I wonder if they have it, like, here in Hawaii. I haven't looked for it. I'm going to look for it next time I go to
the
store.
I haven't looked either. I haven't been drinking that much wine, actually. besides the one that people have given me. So
I think Thanksgiving was the last time I drank wine. I've been on the beer beer thing.
Oh, you're on the beer thing? You're not on the seltzer thing like everybody else?
No, because it's winter. I'm like, it's too fruity. We should be drinking like more winter beverages. So I think once summer comes back or once spring comes back,
I've more on, I'll go back on the
wine. Right. You're all knowing.
I'm trying to become a wine connoisseur, you know? It's very hard.
What's your favorite wine right now?
I really like Pinot Grigios, which is a white. I had one and it had like hints of guava in it and it was so good. And it wasn't too sweet. I had a red that I didn't hate and I usually hate reds.
Was it a Pinot Noir or whatever it's called?
I think it's a cab.
I have one of that, I think, or the Pinot Noir. I forget which one it is. That I haven't tried it and I want to try it.
You should try it. Start becoming a wine.
I was going to say something and I forgot.
My mom got this passion fruit Moscato. It's so good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Passion fruit?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's a local brand, but like one? I buy it here.
It sounds so good. You've been on a... Ooh, Ali, he's been on a truly...
At the New Foodland Farms by your house?
Yes.
At the New Foodland Farms by your house?
Because there's a new Safeway in Waikele, and then the Foodland Farms, we're still getting used to. But I've been on a Truly Lemonade hunt.
Yeah, I was about to say, Truly Lemonade is at least sold out
everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're so good. Like, I like them a lot. But I think I needed to get it.
I think I, like, got over them really quickly. After, like, my first two cases that, like, we went through at the house when we would have, like, parties and stuff, I was like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the same. Like, if I just go to buy alcohol, I'll probably just get wine, per usual. But I just needed to, like, get it out of my system that I've tried it.
And you tried every flavor.
I like Twisted Teas, though.
Yeah, we used to drink Twisted Teas in college.
I'm a fan of that.
Twisted Teas.
That sounds good.
I think that's what I'll buy next because like I see that at Food Lens too.
Twisted Teas are good. I really like the half and half one, the half lemonade, half tea.
Yeah, I want to try those. Mm-hmm. And since now everyone's buying the Truly Lemonades, like they're in stock at Food Lens. So
the black one.
But did you hear? There's a Truly Peach iced tea.
Yes. Yes, and a raspberry.
No.
It's gonna come out. I thought summer is gonna come out.
I've never seen. I haven't seen that.
Oh, I haven't seen them at Big Alley yet.
At the Safeway in Kailua, but I didn't see them at the Safeway by my house.
Oh, that's far. Oh, okay.
I saw them on TikTok.
Dang! No, I didn't know that.
If you guys hear me narrate the situation right now, Ali's holding a box of Truly Lemonade.
She has like three boxes.
It's not cold.
And it's not. Yeah, it's like a 12-pack.
I have three of
these. She has it in her closet.
I have three of these.
Oh, the big ones?
The big cans.
She got a high original. Them. I have the big cans.
This is what I found first before I found the mix pack of the small cans.
Yeah, they're like four local size cans. I try to...
This girl can have three cases of Trulies, but she probably only got two toilet papers.
I tried a Lilikoi honey wine for the first time. It was pretty good. It was kind of carbonated. So I don't know what they used exactly in it. But it was really good. It was sweet, though. So if you like sweet stuff,
did you ever try that lychee soju?
No. I tried the plum soju, the grape soju. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh, from Sincerely Soju.
Yeah, I didn't.
I bought, like... Capri Sun like packs of soju, like you know how we have that Capri Sun pack at that like shabu shabu place we went to. I bought like a mix pack of those big like adult Capri Sun packs from someone in Kapolei that I can't find her page right now.
It's soju.
And so I got like a Lihing pineapple one, which was so good. Then there's a like a pickled mango juice one. And then they have like the basic like strawberry, like honeydew and stuff. And then I had the lychee. And then they also have like Lihing strawberry belts. I didn't try that one. But like they have like random, like, yeah, like
in soju.
So I guess she just like mixes them, packs them up, and then and then I just picked them up.
I wonder if soju's easy to make. Still really late. Like flavored soju. Do they just buy like the pure bottle?
Oh, didn't you try it, Keenan? Didn't you try make it some?
Did you just buy like one of the pure bottles and then you like mix whatever you want in it? Oh, okay.
The general spirits, and then you soak it in like whatever fruit you have, and then but you have to soak it for a really long time.
Oh, it was that's called Ono Soju.
So it's not like you can just.
But I know there's like a bunch of soju, like small businesses that have been popping up on Instagram.
Wow.
So many tons.
Yeah, yeah. Soju, I think in 2020
it really was come up
for that year. Soju and hard seltzers.
You can tell I'm Big Island stepped up a little bit. On Big Island, like, they had no soju. Now you can see that they only carry, like, the strawberry and a grape one. But then I see, like, people drinking it, and I'm like...
I had the... They have those... It. You know those Korean yogurt drink? That flavor of soju.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. And so I had, that mixed with...
Those are
with
good.
The actual, I haven't tried it. Yogurt drink, and then like some of the lychee lilikoi Hawaiian Sun, and then like a little bit of Sprite, and that was really good.
I really like soju and Milano bars with like a little bit of Sprite. Is there
I saw that
TikTok. It's so good. So your 24th birthday, are you gonna have a drink of choice, Keenan? What's gonna be your drink of choice for your 26th?
So with the place that we're going to, they do happy hour from 3 to 6.
Okay.
It's $5 margaritas.
Ooh, tequila.
I usually get like a lihimoy margarita.
Blended
or, like a strawberry or not? Margarita.
Actually, a margarita sounds really good. Oh.
Blended. If you did get it on the rocks, it doesn't taste as great. But blended.
That brings me back to the margaritas you would get at Zumburro's.
So strong.
And they were so strong. Yeah.
These are stronger.
Really?
These are so strong. I have no reason why. I don't know why, but they're $5. So we go there.
Are they in those big ones or like the smaller?
No, they're in small. They're like in the regular size cups, but they're so it's worth it, the $5.
Dang. A margarita actually sounds really good. Maybe I still have to get myself a shaker because I want to make my own drinks now.
That's been like a quarantine hobby for people, like becoming bartenders or mixologists. Yeah.
A low-key bartender.
Like, I've seen people make, like, all sorts of weird, crazy alcoholic beverages.
At this household, we only have one shot glass. One.
Here too.
That's it. What the heck? That's so weird to me. In Flagstaff, we had, like, 10.
You don't own any?
Oh, really?
I don't own any. Like, not, like, real shot glasses. Like, you just see, like, the plastic portion cups, so you can just throw away.
Yeah, we only have one. So whenever my mom is making a drink, she has to do one at a time. But then again, nobody really drinks any hards in this house anyways. My dad's
been really into hards lately.
That's what I was thinking.
Your dad?
My dad doesn't even drink.
Really?
Like, he'll have a Heineken or a Heineken when we go to the restaurants. But, like, that's pretty much it. Like, he never buys cases of it. But Eleni got the Crown Peach from, like, she brought it back from Seattle. And that was really good, like, by itself. And so my dad was just, like... throwing back shots like on a random Wednesday making steak, and I was like, okay, sir,
wow,
relax. He was like, you're gonna see me in like my old
that's what
you're
gonna also see old can't Willy. Find on Big Island.
I was like, I don't want to see old Willy, please.
What, Crown? You can't find Crown in Big Island?
I don't even think you can really find them on the walk either. Like, I know certain bars like order them from the mainland, but they're not really in stores. So my mom will just, like, have to go when she goes to, like, Seattle or something. She brings them back.
I'll pass on Crown, any type of Crown. I think I've had enough of it during my 21st year of life.
But the peach one mixed in ice cream is really nice.
Oh, I bet. It's like summer in a cup.
Yeah.
You just need, a rocking like, a big chair.
Porch and relax.
I have a funny story of Keenan. In my notes it says, what funny excuse have you given / done to leave a party?
I seen that and I was like, what are they trying to target me as?
Which time?
For Keenan.
I feel like I just leave.
So for Keenan, the funny excuse is that there is no excuse. He just ups and leaves.
Yeah, that's what That's what I was trying to. I was like, I don't have any excuse. I was like,
there was one time
Danny just used to dip when we
were. Are you guys
were none of us went out except Keenan and Kama, I think. And then Keenan came. You came back by yourself. And then you came to the apartment, oh, yeah. And Kama FaceTimes you, and then we're like flickering the lights to pretend like you're still inside.
You were like Kama, yeah. And you were still playing here. What music. Are you talking about? We had like.
Jokes on a Skittle.
We're like waving him, and then after, like the
after he hung up, we like started playing like High School Musical songs or like that dubstep High School Musical song, and we were just like going off.
Okay, I wonder why I left him. He was probably hanging out with people that are like his Panda Express.
I don't remember why you left. Probably left. You just like, I think you're just ready to go.
Yeah, when I'm ready to go, I'm like, I'm not waiting for anybody. We're just gonna leave.
Yeah, you don't even give anybody notice. If anything, because you would give
she would want to go with you.
But everybody else?
Because she would always want to leave.
Because everybody else.
I know, but then once you like left Black Brandy did that to us a couple of times. And you're like, Brandy, where are you?
Yeah. She's like, I'm home. Or like whenever there weren't any deals on drinks, they'd be like, I don't want to pay $5 to get in, or I don't want to pay full price for this. So we would just leave.
Which...
It was funny because I would leave, but I wouldn't like go to sleep.
Make dinner.
Like I would leave and like stay up and like
yeah,
like bother you guys.
You'd
or like bother
or people come over.
But I never left because I was tired. Yeah, like I wanted to relax, but like still stay up.
Turns on our TV.
Like, he doesn't even live here. Come over as if it was my apartment. You'd come over with food and then be like, "Let's call up people. Like invite people over."
Yeah. Like I want them in your apartment, but just not mine.
Like I wanted to because... leave the club, but let's drink right now.
And then once people would come over, you'd be like, "Okay, I'm going to bed. Bye." Go to your room.
I know. I think weren't we supposed to have like a double decker party one time? Like we would have people over probably at our house, and then times. We would have people
have
over at
that.
Keenan's house, and people could just walk up and down the stairs.
That would have been really cool.
Like the dance parties upstairs and the chill game night.
Yeah,
is downstairs,
but we had a terrible roommate underneath us. They hated us.
I know.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No,
like,
they were the ones that they were always
calling me terrible.
Terrible. Yeah, our upstairs.
They one of them had
dang.
They one of them had a dog, and I heard it all the time.
Also, Kaden, who? Would... Oh, sorry.
And then the other one had a. No, the other one just would stomp super
the other
hard
one
and
killed
slam
the, dog.
The door when they get home.
But Keenan, you had another roommate that I don't know how he would have felt about that.
Yeah,
that sounds like such a past life.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind. I feel like when I would leave the bar or wherever we're going and come back home, like I would bother him and he's like, I'm not doing anything either. Like, let's both not do anything.
He never paid for any Uber. He didn't believe in any online thing. So he would just Aku Bird and come into somebody's Uber.
Sometimes when we used to DD, we were like, there's not enough room, but whatever. And he would just always hop in our car. I mean, it kind of made sense because he lived above us and we were going home anyways, but it was just funny.
Yeah, that wasn't the problem.
And he never paid
like,
for
that
anything.
Was fine. Yeah.
I wonder how he's doing.
I wonder how he's doing now.
I hope he's doing great.
Do you think he misses you?
Miss him. Of course, everybody does.
According to him, you guys are no longer going to be friends.
Oh, yeah. I seen a Snapchat of Kama yesterday.
Oh, I saw that.
Made Simon.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't talked to Kama in so long.
Me either, but he watches my Snapchat stories.
Me either.
I really close.
Why didn't you check it?
I feel like last time I talked to him, he was like really like moving on with his life.
Good for him. He's been living in Flagstaff for a very long time, and it felt like he was never gonna like move on.
I thought he doesn't. He did move.
Yeah,
right?
He moved. He moved to Phoenix.
Arizona for life.
Yeah, not me either. I would visit, but I think that'd be it.
That would be such a fun trip.
Definitely
I can't wait to visit.
Us, like 30 years old, walking downtown.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like so it's fun.
Imagine like literally every single word of that. Like imagine us 30 years old walking.
Isn't that what is
I know, but
what,
like picture it.
You just said?
Picture it.
Yeah, but like you have to
I can picture
not,
it.
Like don't imagine us going downtown. Like imagine us like doing what we used to do.
Like from an Airbnb.
Oh no.
We'll just get an Airbnb in downtown.
Mm. Yeah. Now that I think of it. Our it wasn't. Walk wasn't long at all.
We just, it was no, cold. It was we so could totally cold. Walk. You know what's funny? We're just
lazy.
We always would walk there, but always yeah, but Uber it was back. Freezing. Mm-hmm. I feel like we walked
when it's cold.
I walked. We walked home a handful of times.
Twice. I walked home,
but I'm just. We would always walk to the mayor. Always be like, let's walk. That's why we would never Uber.
Yeah. Or nobody wanted to bring a jacket.
And then we're close already, right?
Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted to bring an extra jacket because that was just a lot. Because it gets hot.
You ruin your outfit. You have an extra thing to carry. It just wasn't a vibe.
You want to lose it.
Okay. I found two quizzes that since we're out of college now, we're technically adulting right now. Let's pull it up. The first was, how good are you at adulting? And there was just a bunch of, I think, 80 whatever questions of, I don't do this, I do that. Or an example would be.
Yeah.
Are we like sharing our score?
Yeah. So one example would be like, I shop for groceries, or my phone screen is not cracked.
I was like, that justifies if I'm an adult if my phone screen isn't cracked.
So I marked that my screen is cracked, but it's only my screen protector. So
nope, we'll you're an adult for protecting it.
Okay, what'd you get?
I got 55%.
You're the most adult out of all of them.
Really? Are you kidding me?
Is that how you answer it?
Okay.
Wait, hey. No, I got 77. I checked 55 out of 80 on the list. So I'm a superstar at adulting. I got
77% is superstar at adulting.
Yeah, there are some bad days, but you have risen above and beyond those. Tell us your secret.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of close to Kenan. 72.
What'd you get?
Mine says kinda adulting, which I can completely agree with. I'm not an adult, but I'm kind of an adult. It says you've got a lot of stuff sorted, but still mess up occasionally.
I think I need to redo mine.
Sounds like Sarah.
Why? What'd you get?
I got too high of a score.
What'd you get?
I got a 92.
Oh, what did you get?
It's false.
A 92?
Yes.
What?
I don't know. I'm gonna look back through these.
I mean, makes sense. Grad school, but like, I'm easy on time to like, everything.
I fold or hang my clothes. Like, I know how to iron or steam my clothes. Like, I don't know. I have a basic toolkit. I have a sewing kit. I can wrap a
gift. Some people don't
know
how to do that.
Okay, so all of those ones that says, like, I have, I was like, I didn't check them because, like, they're in my home, but they're not particularly mine. So that's why I was like,
not yours.
Like, I'm not going to.
I have my own.
Yeah, that's so why. So I'm saying.
Okay.
That's, like, for me, I was like, I don't have one because I know I have one in my home. So I was like.
Maybe all these passes.
Grandma. Maybe she's ready. She's like senior citizen. Ready to retire.
I think so.
What was the result? What does it say?
Superstar at adulting. I checked 63 out of 80. It says, I bet you did this quiz after completing your entire to-do list and getting a hand on your life. Yes, because I had assignments.
probably
because
true.
That's just the kind of person you are. I'm sure there are some bad days, but you have risen above and beyond those. Tell us your secrets. Yeah.
Oh my God. On point.
And Alyssa?
I got a 67%. I checked 51 That's out of weird. 80.
Because
and I got
how
kinda,
many did you say you checked?
Kinda adulting.
How many did you say you checked? I checked 53. 51. And why am I like so? 51. I got a 72 and you got what, a 60? What's the?
I got a.
What is this percentage?
67.
It doesn't seem, and Ali got a 90, but she only checked off like 60.
It's wrong. Yeah. It's wrong.
She only got 7 more than me. Yeah.
It's wrong. Because it should be 63%, I think, for me.
And, well, no, I got a 50.
Oh, no. It says you checked more than 67% of quiz takers.
No, it says you checked out 53 out of 80 on this list. It's in the pink above where it says you are.
Yeah, 51 out of 80. And then at the bottom it says you checked more than 67% of quiz takers.
Oh.
So say 100% of quiz takers
so
took
like,
it.
Like above
I checked more than 67%.
Okay, so then
of them.
When I divided 63 out
is
of
that
80,
all of our
I
answers?
Would really be 78%. Like if that's what we're doing.
Oh, okay. I see.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I was like, I'm 22.
Yeah, like
So try 55.
68%.
Try 55 divided by
okay,
80.
Okay, see, so I'm not as far off. That makes sense.
Yeah. It just means that you scored on a higher percentile than
Yeah.
Did we do charcuterie board yet?
No, we're going to do that next.
Charcuterie?
That's The second quiz was show off your adulting skills by building a charcuterie board, and we'll guess your favorite season.
Yeah, mine was correct.
This one was a cute little one.
Mine was false. Mine was not correct. I got summer.
Oh. What is your description?
Oh.
Oh, let me read it.
What?
You love all things warm and fuzzy, like spicy flavors on your board. I do not like spicy foods. No.
Did you choose the red pepper
jam? Chose the blueberry one.
I got spring.
Oh.
So I
wanted spring.
So it said you like when the flowers are blooming just like your appetite. But I was really nervous taking this because I was choosing like the options I was choosing. It sounded like a lunch.
Summery flavors.
Did you pick a pepperoni?
No. What did I pick?
Salami.
I chose salami.
We know you would choose salami.
You chose prosciutto?
I chose prosciutto. When I was building my board, I tried to make them match. No, I tried to make them match.
Oh, they go together.
I chose prosciutto. I chose mozzarella because I heard they go well together.
Oh.
And then I chose...
No.
I chose parmesan.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, then I chose parmesan because then... I already have mozzarella, which is a soft cheese.
He's definitely HRM.
Oh,
Take my job.
Yeah.
And then I did some apricot.
Hotel restaurant management. I was about to say.
Mozzarella and parmesan.
I think so.
I chose. Okay. So I chose cheeses that I just thought was cool. I chose brie and.
I don't like brie. And brie is such a fan favorite. Yeah.
I chose cheddar.
Of course you did.
So don't.
Me?
I think you have to retry the brie thing.
Retry the brie thing?
Because brie, I don't like brie either. But I bought this different brand. I don't know what it's called. But you know brie comes in the big circles? They sell them in little snack things. So they're small. Oh, the mini
baby bell.
Rubber red ones?
Yeah.
So they're that size, but they're in a plastic container.
Is it less pungent?
Try those. They're way better than
mold.
Yeah, because there's not as much of that mold on the
outside. I kind of I don't like brie either. I really like a that sweet one, brie now, with a little bit of honey and nuts on top of it. I think I could do that versus a savory brie, which a lot of people prefer. That sounds yummy. I chose cashews as well.
I chose cashews.
Sheena, did you get summer? Yeah. I feel like we chose the same thing.
I got summer.
I chose pecans.
Yeah.
I didn't pick my things I was making a board, even though that was the main purpose. I picked the ones I liked out of each.
But the best cheese I ever
had. So I did that.
Oh, yeah.
I get inspiration from Sarah's. The best cheese I
ever had was the one that Precious put on our charcuterie board when we did it. Remember, it was like an onion something.
Yeah.
It was like a mix. But that was really good.
Yeah.
No, I think it was a hard cheese.
Was it a soft cheese?
But it was
it had chives inside of it. Yeah. I think it could have been a white cheddar.
Yeah.
With stuff inside.
Mm-hmm. But that was really good.
I remember us doing her technique that her teacher taught her where you close your eyes and you sniff it. And then
you do all these things
before you eat it.
Didn't she push it against the roof?
Yeah.
You push it against the roof.
You feel the textures.
Yeah, something like that.
I have not heard of her. Oh, you didn't? Things before.
How come? I didn't take that class.
The wine and cheese class. No, I didn't. I wasn't. What was the reason? I think I didn't take the wine and cheese class because I didn't want to take the beer class. They're not even related, but I just was like, I don't want to do them. Because I don't see myself working in restaurants.
Okay.
And I'm an assistant restaurant manager. Weird.
Mine was fall. Yes. And it says, you love your harvesty flavors and don't mind mixing a little salty and sweet when you eat. Which is true, but I didn't think
I don't know. I fall. Felt like I thought you, I was gonna get But summer. You picked pecans and I feel like pecans are like a fall. Girl.
Mm-hmm. A fall. Yeah, it is. I think I might have tossed it to be fall. But I just like pecans in general. It's my favorite nut.
You say pecans, not pecans.
I say both.
I say pecans. I say whatever comes out of my mouth.
Do you say buffet pecans. Or buffet?
Pecans.
Buffet.
The buffet.
No, buffet. Buffet.
Like Phoebe Buffet.
Wait, what did Phoebe. You say, Keaton?
Bobby Buffet?
Phoebe Buffet.
Buffet?
My mama said.
My mama said.
Buffet.
But or boo?
I say buffet. Buffet.
Because me and Tomino had a long debate about this. And so just while we're talking about words, I needed to take a poll. I say buffet.
I say buffet.
Buffet. Like he's scaring boo. Somebody. Like
buffet. No, if it was buffet, it would spell like B-O-U.
That's what I'm saying. You know?
I say buffet because it's buff. In buffet. There.
It's okay. Using the word isn't very applicable to Olivier.
Yeah. He also says anything and not anything.
He says
so
what?
I don't know if you want to trust his answer. Anything and not
does
anything.
He really? I've never noticed that. Keenan, say mm-hmm. anything.
Say anything.
Ooh. Anything.
You, Keenan.
Okay, I hear it.
I say it again.
I say anything.
Out of curiosity, what dried fruit did everybody pick?
Oh, I don't. Oh, I picked craisins.
I picked cranberries.
Apricots.
I picked cherries.
Oh, I picked apricots because I already chose raspberries as my
fresh
fruit.
Very smart, Keenan.
So I didn't want to choose two apricots. Red fruits.
Wow. Do you say apricots?
Keenan, I wasn't thinking.
Apricots. I don't really like the way dried apricots.
Apricots. I don't know.
Taste or the texture of it.
Poon mooey.
Oh yeah.
You know, I've never tried an apricot until we had that apricot.
Oh yeah, it was so good. That jam.
Yes. What was it on?
Glaze. Apricot glaze.
It was really good. Yeah.
Was it chicken? On a pork chop? That was
it was on some or it was on a pork
of the dates. Because you had probably something pork. With dates too, right?
Oh, I don't know about the dates, but I think it was the apricot thinking. With the pork.
Didn't someone buy remember the time Brandy bought dates from
Alyssa, Sam's Club. That looks like there was a side of sweet potato, was it? It was like a butternut squash. Oh, okay. Yeah, that was really good.
It was sweet potato.
It had like rice, yes.
And couscous. Couscous.
There wasn't like a couscous. Fresh fruit option on this board, and I really thought there was going to be a fresh fruit option.
There was the raspberry.
Oh, there was.
What was the other options? Grapes.
Raspberries.
Grapes. Oh, I chose raspberries.
Kiwi.
I chose raspberries.
Raspberries, grapes, kiwi.
I thought pineapple and was pineapple. Strange.
And pineapple. I was like.
Yeah.
I was like, I never had pineapple on any.
I put raspberries. I love raspberries. I just felt like the other ones were weird. Unless it's like a specialty board, like, then like I can understand the weird tropical fruit, but not on like, you know, the normal. The
typical, yeah.
And then wine. What beverage to enjoy classic. With your food? Wine, we do.
You because really I didn't choose grapes.
You really? You took it seriously. What kind of.
Ooh, I like this. Ooh, I like this.
Yeah.
What did we ask? What about the chocolate? Item?
That's what I did,
pick?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know what to pick.
I needed something.
The shaved dark chocolate.
I put strawberries.
Oh wait! Oh mm-hmm. no! I put chocolate covered strawberries. Mm-hmm. I almost put the shaved dark chocolate.
I more wasn't creating a board. I was just like putting what I liked.
Yeah.
So moral of the story: Sarah and I are kind of adulting. Keenan is adulting a little more than us. Super adulting, and. Ali is master adulting, or whatever hers was.
Look at you.
Is your favorite season summer, Keenan?
Yeah, warm. Like you're like warm and fuzzy.
You're fuzzy.
Which is like such a weird description for summer.
And then Ali, what'd you get? Spring?
Yeah.
Sarah too.
Do you like spring? I think I like either fall.
I feel like you're a fall person.
Spring because of my birthday.
On my end.
Like in that time.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I think I'm a fall person, so I think this is right, but I think I also really like summer.
I feel like me, you're a fall person because you like cozy, being cozy and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like the scents, vanillas, caramels.
The flavors, vanillas, caramels.
Yeah.
The flavors, I like the pumpkin, I like the
although some of the warmer tasting ones can hear like fully blooming. So, I don't know.
Mm.
I'm waiting.
Oh, that smells so good. That is all for what we have for this episode. Yeah, so thanks, Keenan, for hopping on with us again. We'll have you on again in another
How long has it been? No, like 8 or 9 months since we've had Keenan?
27.
Yeah, a couple months. I want to say we had him on in May or June because it was our third episode.
But yeah, it was cool. I'm bummed we missed Brandy. I wish Brandy took the test. At least we could have
her scores. Results. We'll probably have it maybe next week if we remember. to ask her.
Okay,
I feel like Brandy also would probably Brandy is like gonna be the best Pinterest mom, like, period.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she does. She's so creative. Her sewing machine just broke. She
definitely has a sewing kit. There's no way and she doesn't have embroidery. A embroidery.
Yeah, last week.
Oh, guaranteed. Yeah.
I know she has. She was like
more.
Guaranteed.
She was like more of the adult in college. She embroiders too. Like, now. I'm sure it has like upped its game since then.
Yeah, she was definitely the adult, really the mom of our group.
Truly,
which is what every group needs. That is the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at grove.girls. And next week we have another guest hopping on. You've never met him before, and
nobody has met him except me.
I think I have.
Episode 35 is not. Oh my god, no.
No.
Episode 34, we have a guest.
No, definitely not.
Should I say his name? Episode 35, we have a guest. Another one.
Episode 35.
His sister's been on the pod. We've
met her sister. I mean, his sister. So, yeah. Keaton's confused. We love you, and bye. See you next week. Okay, bye. Keaton just smiled. Okay.
Insert smile.